course, disappointing. Listen, we can go on like an old record about the levels in the first half, and we weren't at the races in the second half, physically and mentally. So it's my job to get a group of players that are that for the way I want to play. It's my responsibility. So there's no point me coming in here and playing a different way. I've got to see what the players can do for what we want next season. I'll get my answers over the last 10 days, and then I have to be judged on what I bring in and how I work that group.
Said you didn't want to go on about the energy levels first half, but first half was bright. You did start well, play some decent football, create some chances, but it was almost indicative of the season, really, that sort of slight miscued header and they go in front.
Yeah, well, the header, the clearance needed to be better. The organisation from the throwing with a long throw coming in, and then the block. But he hits a great strike, but we can get a life-saving block on that. That turns the tide sometimes mentally for the players. I think where it's happened so often, they expect that, and then how they lift themselves. Then we get a goal cleared off the line, possible handball. So there are those reasons, I'm not denying that. But then the mentality and concentration goes when the physicality drops. So you put maybe Sonny up front, but the third goal you look at, that's errors. You know, they're errors where we need to look at that and go, do you know what you're doing? Are you prepared to work on it? And if the answer is yes, they know what they're doing, it's wrong, I'm prepared to work on it, then I can work with you. If you think it's someone else when I think it's you, then you won't be here.
Of course, you know, so both games, you've clearly played a different type of football to maybe the previous part of the season. So clearly signs you're having an impact there, but obviously, what do you feel you've learned?
Listen, if the goal goes in, we're playing great football. The period in the second half where I said shut it off, we blocked it a bit and Barnett come on to us. But then when you let in a second goal, then it's down to the players. You know, Bobson nearly scores, you've got to put that away. So it's sometimes in each box taking chances, but I play an open game. When I've got the players that I think tactically I can do a different game, that's for me then to try that and be judged on it.
Yeah, and obviously you've only been in for the two games, I understand you've seen games before that. I mean, what do you make? Obviously you've got to make decisions on players' future, surely.
Yeah, there's changes. There's definitely to be changes, that's obvious. It's the type of player, can I get the type of player I want? You know, so this is, everyone says, do you know the league? You have to play a certain way, and that's fine. I understand that, but I'll get players that can play that certain way if we need it and can play the way I want to play.
No Simon Walton in the squad today. Was he carrying a knock?
Yeah, he's had a slight hamstring injury, Simon, yeah.
So back to what the future holds for you now, or the short-term future, I guess. I know you've said in the week that the players will be finding, or you'll be issuing a retained list very shortly. I guess you need to know back from them as well, those that want to stay as well, soon to plan for the summer.
It's not a case of, listen, it's if I want you to stay and you don't want to stay, go. I don't care about that. That's, if they want to be at Crawley, that's up to them. They will do. Monday will be the end of the list of the people that we're keeping and letting go. So we're very, all these players will have known by Monday what's happening for their future.
And how soon do you expect to be able to bring players in, or know what you're working with as well?
Very quickly. I think there's one very close to being done with the president, and then we're now getting very active in the market. We're watching some games in the week behind closed doors, so we are straight away, we're onto that, we're onto the training ground, we're onto the facilities, and I'm onto some more, perhaps a member of staff that can come in and add some expertise to it.